Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
Is Jesus really concerned about doctrine? Isn't it the case that all you've got to do is love God and love your neighbor and forget about the rest and everything will be okay? That's what many in our religious world would have us believe. There are many who say as long as you love God and you love your neighbors, everything else is okay. It doesn't really matter what you believe. Is that true? Or is it the case that doctrine is extremely important, so much so that if we don't have the right doctrine, we don't have God as our Father? 2 John 9 says, anyone who transgresses and goes beyond the doctrine of Christ, he doesn't even have God as his Father. Amos 3 and verse 3 says, two can't walk together unless they agree. And how true that is with God and man. Man and God can't walk hand in hand unless man agrees with God. And so, yes, doctrine is important, and we must have unity in doctrine if we're going to please the Father. But how do we have unity in doctrine? Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 7 sets out a plan for us to do that. Notice the ones that Paul mentions here. We must have one body. There's unity in organization. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, there's but one body. Ephesians 4, verse 4, combined with Ephesians 21, 21 through 23, teaches that body is the church. We've got to have unity in organization. There is only one church, only one group of the saved. We need to have unity in revelation. There's but one Spirit. We need to realize that the Spirit revealed all the truth, John 16:13. We have that today, 2 Peter 1, verse 3. It's all we need for life and godliness, and therefore we must contend earnestly for the faith. We need unity in purpose. There's also one hope of our calling. That hope of our calling is to live for Jesus every day. Philippians 1, verse 21, Paul said, for me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. We must have unity and authority. There is but one Lord, one person I'm concerned about pleasing, and that is Jesus. Colossians 3, 17 says, we're to do everything by His authority. Matthew 28, 18 says, He does have all authority, and we must submit to Him. There must also be unity in our teaching. There's one faith, one system of faith. Acts 6, verse 7, many of the priests were obedient to the faith, not the faiths, but the faith. We must contend earnestly for it, Jude 3, and we must not go beyond the doctrine of Christ. We must also have unity in our practice. There is but one baptism. Mark 16, 16 teaches that baptism is essential to salvation. Acts 22, 16 teaches that baptism is the point at which one contacts the blood of Jesus. And John 3, 5 says you can't get in the kingdom without going through the one baptism. And then there is one source of our unity, the Father. There is but one Father, one God who is above all, through you all, and in you all. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, the Lord our God is one. Can we have unity in doctrine? Is doctrine important? My friend, doctrine is so important that you can't be a faithful child of God if you don't have the right doctrine. This is not something you can approach flippantly. This is not something you can approach with a lackadaisical, as long as I love God and as long as I love my neighbor, everything else is okay attitude. Loving God means that you will seek the right doctrine. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Did Jesus seem to suggest that whatever you want to believe is okay as long as you've got that warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart? No, not at all. Friend, have you begun to obey the doctrine of Christ? If not, you need desperately to do that today. If you've had the mindset that any old doctrine's okay as long as you love Jesus, you need to eradicate that. You need to do away with it. Such a mindset will jeopardize your soul and cause you to be lost. You desperately need to submit to the unity of doctrine found in the New Testament. If you're not a child of God, you need to obey the gospel. If, as a child of God, you've got caught up in the liberal ecumenical movement that everybody's okay, let's realize that's not of God. For the sake of your soul today, we're pleading with you, won't you possess unity in doctrine so you can be unified with God.